buses coming straight from Queen Elizabeth Conference Centre, and this might be the last MoleNet project conference. So what we're going to be doing today, we're just going to have a brief discussion about what the next steps are going to be and to say goodbye to MoleNet, but think of all the positives. And my name is Elaine Coates and I'm a MoleNet mentor, and I'm here with three guests who are going to introduce themselves.
My name is Rekha Chopra and I've been the lead project researcher for the MoleNet project at West Thames College.
Hello, my name is Amesha Doksaye. I'm an ESOL teacher at West Thames College and I was just one of the brave teachers who gave it a go.
My name is Gareth Watkins. I'm from City College Plymouth, where I'm a learning technologist. I was the mobile mentor for our MoleNet project.
Well, I think everybody would agree that MoleNet has been such a positive and a fantastic opportunity here in the UK, working in education and looking at mobile devices. And I think we've all made an impact on how people actually view each teaching and learning with mobile devices. But now I would like to just throw over to my other three guests today, just maybe get some indication of what the positives could come out of this.
Well, on the positive side, I think that one era has ended, but another is about to start. MoleNet is, the project or the conference might be the last, but nothing can stop mobile learning, and students will be using technology, mobile phones, internet, you name it, they've got it. So I think we just need to go ahead with what they've got, experiment with those devices, encourage them to bring them into classes, and teachers will need to find ways to make usage of those devices. So I don't think that we need to say that something has come to an end. I think we need to look at mobile learning as something just has begun.
So I think it's a positive too, because I think from now on we can start to focus more on, as you said, using, you know, if we're using students' devices, then it's going to be more about the teaching and the learning and not focus so much on the technology and teaching learners how to use a particular device.
Yes, I think it's a positive as well, because I think it's going to rely more on the institutions to actually fund and establish these kind of methods of teaching and learning within the institution. Funds need to be allocated to making that happen based on the MoleNet model.
Yeah, I agree, and I think we all agree with all the comments that we've just been hearing there today. And one of the other comments that we actually discussed off radio, off live, we were talking about the amount of effort that goes into training our learners up and how to use the device. But if they start to use their own devices, then they've already got those skills, and then what we can just train them up on how to use a device as a learning tool. Okay, well, thank you very much, and I've enjoyed our conversation this afternoon, and anybody that listens in to our podcast, I hope you enjoy it too.
Thank you.